Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 245. 245. And we've been personalizing Psalm 91, 1 verse 10. B, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Where's your dwelling? Your body. Neither shall any plague, and plague means nega, blow. Neither shall, the devil will not give you any blow in your stomach. Tumor in the head, we curse it. This is not your portion in Jesus' name. Whatever disease, that's a blow. It's a blow. It's a blow. And Jesus received all these blows in his body so that your body will be free. And by that, you lay hands on the sick and they recover. So you've seen that lay hands on the sick means that you are the one who is going to lay hands on the sick. Don't say, no, I am the sick and people should lay hands. And I've told you that if you are the sick and you want people to lay hands on you, then go for somebody who believes this, not somebody who will come and say, I don't know. Sometimes I lay hands on people and some people recover. Some people do not. I don't know whether God gives some people the recovery and God does not give some. I don't know. As for God, you never know. It's mysterious. Please don't bring anybody like that. You are just wasting your time. You are wasting your time when somebody is not certain and sure. And this idea is not casting iron for him. This is it. I'm not changing my mind about this. Never. Never, because it is written in the word, because the Bible says so. It means you get somebody like that and then you receive. But listen, laying hands on the sick is mostly for unbelievers and it's not for believers. The believer is supposed to believe what God's word says, and out of believing what God's word says, you are healthy all the time. I'm not saying, oh, be realistic. Some people get sick. I know pastors who even died. I'm not caring about pastors who died. I'm caring about what the Bible says. Don't let events and people's experiences change what you think. I will never be guided by that. I will be guided by the word. If somebody believes the word and it happens for the person, oh, praise God, and then I rejoice the person. If the person's not able to receive, that is the person's issue. When he goes to heaven and he goes to see that, you mean that I was already healed, but I was sick. It's here that we can bamboozle God and say, but I was sick, and God didn't heal. You can say all those things. When you get to heaven, what are you going to say? You God. Look at me. I came here because I was sick. It will say that there is nothing called sickness in my vocabulary. I know. I remember. I took your sickness. We've done this. Please, if this is new to you, it means go to the back all the other episodes and listen to them, because I have talked extensively about healing. I have spoken so much. Please. You go to redemption chapter, which is what Isaiah 53. I have spoken about it. I've roasted it. I've toasted it. I've grilled it. And no matter who you are, there is something for you here. There is definitely a word. There is a word for you here. No matter who you are. If you're even there, you are the one who gave birth to unbelief. I tell you, there is a word for you here that will change your mind, that will change your attitude, that will make you look at divine healing again. You see, so you do not do experience. Experience is nothing. And this experience is nothing. It's after the word that experience can count, but not before the word. I will not put any experience before the word. I put the word above all. And it's as if God will do anything for me. And listen, no matter what happens to the other person, it's not my business. My business is that God will do for me my own. Do you understand? Your own. Believe like that. Talk like that. Behave like that. Walk like that. My own. God will do it for me. My own is my turn. God will do it for me. This is for me. This is my own. Do you understand that? Yes. Behave like that. And do not think of what happened to others. What happened to others is their business. It's between them and God. I said, when people arrive in heaven and realize that thing caused sickness, they were healed already. already. What are you going to see when you arrive in heaven? What are you going to see? I would rather stay on this earth and use what God has to say. Sickness. He listened to me. I was healed. I feel this way. I feel that way. It's immaterial. It's not. That is not it. That's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at God's word. The word. Yes, that is what I'm looking at. If Jesus could come down, I've spoken about those who think like that already. He's not going to come down any day. If an angel is not going to come down, what's going to happen? The word. The Bible. The word. The word. These words I'm speaking, that is what has healing. They are containers of your healing. And when you embrace them, they come to you. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. You lay hands on the sick, and what happens? They recover. Recovery comes to them. Bye.